Have you ever noticed how some brilliant individual contributors crash and burn when promoted to management? The transition from star performer to effective boss isn't just a step up, it's stepping into an entirely different profession. Management appears deceptively simple on the surface. You're responsible for what a group of people does. Yet this simplicity masks profound complexity and inherent contradictions. The fundamental paradox? Being responsible for work you don't personally do. This only makes sense when you abandon two flawed assumptions, that you always know best and that people will do exactly what you say. Other paradoxes abound. To focus on work, you must focus on people. You must both develop team members and evaluate them. You must build cohesion while valuing individual differences. These tensions are never fully resolved. They simply define the territory of management. Your default responses to these paradoxes collectively form your leadership style. The challenges intensify in today's workplace with increasing responsibilities, constant change, and greater diversity. Effective managers navigate this chaos by transforming interruptions into opportunities to advance their agenda, bending each problem toward achieving managerial ends rather than creating endless ad hoc solutions. Many new managers mistakenly believe their formal authority defines management. This misconception creates problems because people want more than authority-based relationships with bosses. They crave human connections that impact their engagement. Authority alone fails for several reasons. It often doesn't produce compliance. People don't always follow instructions due to disagreement, misunderstanding, or cultural differences. It cannot generate commitment. While you can command time, you cannot decree enthusiasm. Finally, authority-driven management fails to elicit people's knowledge and insight. Power can distort self-perception, causing managers to inflate their self-worth while devaluing subordinates. Effective managers understand authority's limitations and view it as a reciprocal relationship earned by fulfilling obligations, solving problems, making decisions, developing people, obtaining resources, and genuinely caring. They use authority selectively, involving others when possible, and apply direct authority appropriately during emergencies, group impasses, when maintaining standards, or focusing attention on important matters. They use authority selectively, involving others when possible, and apply direct authority appropriately during emergencies, group impasses, when maintaining standards, or focusing attention on important matters. Trust forms the bedrock of managerial influence beyond formal authority, built on two pillars: people's confidence in your competence and their belief in your character. Managerial competence encompasses three dimensions: technical, knowing enough about the business to guide others; operational, applying knowledge effectively to translate strategy into action; and political, navigating informal power structures to achieve objectives. Character revolves around following values and maintaining an internal compass for consistent behavior. People analyze your actions to determine, do you value quality work and them as people? Can you remain emotionally steady under pressure? Do you admit mistakes and accept feedback? Leaders with strong egos remain resilient by focusing outward on the work's purpose rather than seeking validation. Their self-worth isn't tied to being right, allowing them to admit mistakes, share credit, and learn from criticism. Each interaction either builds or erodes trust, making daily demonstrations of both competence and character essential. As a manager, you'll quickly face two realities: pervasive interdependence, needing cooperation from people outside your control, and political conflict, diverse groups competing for scarce resources. Many managers view organizational politics negatively, reluctant to play the game. This disengagement is a mistake. You inevitably serve political roles, mediating team conflicts, conveying information, negotiating resources, and protecting your team from unreasonable demands. Organizations generate conflict through three structural features: diversity, specialized groups with different goals; interdependence, groups relying on each other despite differences; and scarcity, competition for limited resources. The goal isn't eliminating conflict, but keeping it constructive rather than personal. Success requires building a network for exchanging support, resources, and information. This means understanding your business context, mapping dependencies, connecting with key stakeholders, and nurturing relationships through information sharing and genuine connections. Despite today's task-focused culture, effective managers integrate networking into their daily work. Effective managers balance daily operations with future planning. Strategic thinking should exist at all management levels, providing context and meaning for team efforts. Defining the future creates commitment through shared purpose, aligns efforts with common goals, maintains focus on priorities, builds trust through thoughtful leadership, reduces conflict with a decision framework, and centers relationships on meaningful work rather than personalities. Three universal elements in defining the future include honestly assessing current position, creating a compelling yet achievable vision, and identifying specific strategies and milestones to bridge the gap. Implementing change requires addressing fears about losing influence, skills value, relationships, rewards, and loyalties. Success depends on three integrated components: a structured process, genuine dissatisfaction with the status quo, and a clear path forward, creating a dynamic planning process that remains responsive while progressing toward long-term goals. Team culture functions as infrastructure enabling productive work without doing anything productive itself. The right culture builds trust through mutual expectations, reduces conflict, and eliminates micromanagement. Culture isn't about making team members happy, but creating conditions where people care deeply about contributing to success. Four elements require clarity: individual roles, work systems, collaboration values, and progress feedback. Structure engaging jobs by connecting work to team goals, challenging people to grow skills, allowing customer contact, providing autonomy, and offering performance feedback. Establish clear, flexible systems for how work gets done, including meetings, decision-making processes, and standard practices. Good decisions depend not just on outcomes, but how they're made. People implement decisions more willingly when the process involves the right people and appropriate steps. While you can't impose culture, you can shape it by suggesting values, focusing attention on them, asking for agreement, enforcing standards, coaching the team, recognizing exemplary behaviors, and modeling these values yourself. Embed regular performance reviews covering both team and individual accountability. Management is inherently fragmented and reactive, with days consumed by unplanned events rather than careful plans. Effective managers don't separate daily work from managerial work. They use unplanned events as vehicles for leadership, accomplishing their work in hundreds of small steps that bend everyday activities toward management purposes. The prep-do-review approach transforms routine activities into management opportunities. Before acting, take a minute to prepare by considering what you're about to do and why. Then act. Afterward, reflect on what was done and identify lessons. This prevents reactive management and encourages thoughtful action. Effective managers are masterful questioners who probe: what's the problem? What will you do? Why? When? What happened? These questions both guide people and teach them how to think. Every interaction offers chances to strengthen your network, advance team goals, build culture, and develop people. The management journey requires acting in ways that may initially feel uncomfortable. Despite difficulties, pursuing management mastery offers profound satisfaction, making a positive impact on your organization and closing both the performance gap between results and targets and the opportunity gap between current performance and potential. Most importantly, you shape the work lives of others who spend half their waking hours under your influence. Isn't that worth mastering?